Good afternoon. This is Dr. Sheila Pope, and thanks for joining me for my syndicated show, Conversations with Dr. Pope. Be sure to tune in Monday through Sunday from 2 to 3:20 on the DFW Den Gospel Radio Station. Let's talk. Okay, so I'm just going to be honest and share a little bit of where I went wrong when I got the first office space, but I think it's important to share because some of you may make some of the same mistakes. So I'm hoping you will avoid, you know, making these mistakes. I've tried to share with you, I think, the thing that you need to ask yourself about your space. You need to, let's talk about money. My office, first office space was like $400-something. That was a small amount of money to me for what I wanted. For that little small space, I probably could have done better, but I didn't know any better. Anyway, I was so happy to have that office space because I worked and I volunteered with a group, People's United Summit, and I also had a, at the time with the Next Move Reentry Program, like I said, I have someone else who was going to be the CEO of the business. I did not ever intend to be the CEO of the Next Move Reentry Program. I was going to be the person that did the, let me go and get the fundraising, let me go and do the paperwork, which is what I did. And then my partner said, I can't do this. I don't think it's going to be a good fit. And I said, okay. I respected his choice. And at the time, I didn't think, before this happened, though, let me be real transparent. When I came into it, I said, I'm going to I did the paperwork for the Next Move, did all that. But again, this person had come up with the name, all that stuff. So it wasn't my name. I didn't think of none of that stuff. But I was very clear on if any of the people I started off with fell off and didn't want to do it anymore, I was going to keep going because I really still believe that the school, the prison pipeline must be shut down. I realized that from having members of my family go in and out of the prison system, that it's a generational curse that we needed to do something. Now, because I was trusted someone else to be the CEO, when I got the office space, I assumed that was going to be a great move for the business. I never in my wildest imagination thought someone would say, no, I don't want to do this, not this way. I want to do it a different way. And I'm like, okay. But I got my name on the office space, so you're not responsible. I am the one that's the founder on paper. So, okay, you can walk away. And when people walk out of your life and you got an office space, that's still business. That's still real. Now, the name, the resource center was what the business name was under with the lease. So I was fine. I didn't break anything there. No problem. But what I'm saying to you, don't go in to your office space thinking that you have a partnership with someone that things can't change. I've learned this, and this may not sound nice, but everybody wants to have a business until it's time to work a business. Till it's time to do what you got to do to grow the business. See, it's real when you go get office space. It's real when you get the little cards and you see yourself and, oh, I'm the CEO. That sounds good. But you got to make money. You got to bring people in. You got to do paperwork. You got to track stuff. It's real. When you get an office space, you're telling yourself and others, this is a legitimate business. I'm going to grow it slowly, fast. That's up to you. But you're saying, I am taking this very seriously. So you have to go in and do business with people who think like you. So I do not regret that my other person, my other partner walked away. It was a blessing in disguise. But my point is this. I was not thinking that I was going to be in the office by myself, because we had talked about what was supposed to be, like, you know, building the business and the plans for the business and the plans for us and all of that stuff. That was, I'm a doer. Everybody's not a doer. You have people who talk about doing a business for 20 years. You know the ones, well, you know, I'm going to get this, I'm going to start this business. One day I'm going to sell these things. One day, I'm not a one day girl. Well, you talking one day, I got a planner and I'm thinking next month. Okay, maybe not next month, 2 years from now. So when you go and get a lease and you put your name on it, be mindful. They don't care who claimed they were going to do a business with you and walked away. They're looking for you for the rent. Okay? That's one. Two, don't let in, when you are going into a space, and like I mentioned, I volunteer with People United Summit. I still volunteer. And I thought in my mind, yes, I did not, no one ever told me this. This is me now talking about my own faults, my mistakes. I thought, well, surely I'm going to be doing business over here. You guys are going to bring some business over here. We're going to get things going. We're going to utilize this office and this office space to do great things. And I talked to some of their clients, but their client, it didn't turn over to be business. Now, that's not a bad thing. It was, again, me thinking outside of myself. See, I'm saying, don't get in your mind and depend on, you say, well, I got this space, and so I know I'm going to, you know, these people are going to give me money. They're going to send me paying clients. This person is going to be in here with me working day and night to build this thing. We're going to make this happen together. No, you better know you're going in with your business, and it is your business to make it work. Don't have these false ideas that your community partners are going to come over there and help you pay that rent. They're going to help bring you clients that's going to turn over to money. No, that doesn't mean that that's going to happen. So know when you get the office space that you are responsible. You need to have a plan for how you're going to pay for your office. So I didn't have a plan outside of one of my contracts. I had a contract from Harris County Department of Education. I knew I was going to be doing some contract work. I mean, I had won the award. I was awarded the contract. I thought I was the only one with the award. I didn't know you have to, they'll send some other proposals out. You have to vie and say you want to do the training, and then you'll get selected maybe out of the other people. I was like, I never heard of that. I didn't do my homework in that area. So I messed up big time thinking, oh, well, you got a contract. You're going to get an opportunity to make the money that's on the contract. That didn't happen the way I thought. So I learned something, and I'm hoping you will learn to avoid this mistake. You have to have in your mind when you get your lease, you need to know, I have a plan to pay that lease. If I don't generate money through, you know, some of your sales, your products, you have to have some way that you know I'm going to make this money. So for my case this time, I teach online. I'm a professor at TSU. So guess what I said? I know for sure for the next 3 years, I don't care what's going on, I'm going to keep a couple of classes that will pay for the lease space. I will always have something that I do that will keep the rent space paid up in advance. That money will be set aside in a separate account that no matter what's going on the first, if they got to debit that money, it's right there. And it's part of my budget. It's not part of my, oh God, bring me the clients. No. It is God, I trust that just like I go out and buy a car and I know I gotta pay that car note, the lease is just a car note. It's the same, it's a required bill. It's not going anywhere. It's signed, it's mine. I have to do what I have to do. I don't pay no extra lights. You need to ask that question too. Do you pay lights, extra utility bill, all that? Is it included? Is your Wi-Fi included? Ask all of those questions. You need to know that. When is the rent due? Because they do charge late fees. You need to know. And I learned this the hard way. Even if you don't agree with the late fees, you can't. Like, you know what you do with your rent? You can go over there and say, hey, this is not right. And they can waive that. Commercial property don't handle you like that. You, if it's a late fee, pay it. But you don't want to get in the habit of being late. That's what you don't want to do. You got to know this commercial property is a responsibility. It's not just something you go tell your friends, oh, I got a lease. No. That's not what it is. It's an opportunity for you to take your business to another level, to put your brand out there, to be able to invite clients to your home, your office space, to be able to have, to really, people see you as a real business owner when they can see your office. I don't know what that is about us, but it's just so real. We need to see the space in order to think, oh, okay, you're a real business owner. And that's important because there are people who have internet, like they rent a mailbox and they use that physical address for the mailbox, but they don't have a business there. You got to know where you are doing, what type of person you're doing business with. Everybody out here ain't legitimate. And people who have a business addresses but are not physically there, that doesn't mean they're not legit. But they want the appearance because they know it's important to have a business address. Okay? So I just wanted to make sure I bring that home. I think this is where I went wrong. I think I went wrong with having misnomers, faulty logic, fallacies in my thinking when I got my first lease space. I didn't know what to do. I was so excited. And when I ran into problems with the people I thought were going to be in there, like supporting me, I was like, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I realized that now it's so cool that I'm coming into this office space. I'm not even thinking about, okay, JoJo going to help me pay the bill. I'm going to get some business from so-and-so. I know she going to come over and support me. Mm-mm. I'm coming in with a blank slate. I'm coming in with how are you going to generate. I'm coming in with different conversations with myself on how do you do what you need to do so you're not sweating bullets in this office space. God doesn't give you anything to bring you grief with it. So I'm coming into the office space with, this is a blessing. And I'm not going to be worried about, oh my God, what if I don't make the rent because I didn't get a client? No, you're going to make sure you get the rent because you are the educator. You're the same woman that was doing online classes here at your home that's going to be doing online classes in your office. I have a base, a regular base to earn my money to pay the rent. It is part of my everyday budget, my monthly budget now. And also, last point, don't go out and get a space that you can't pay for. I know as Christians, we love to say, well, God gonna make a way. He does make a way, but he also tells us to use wisdom. He tells you to go where he points you to, but you also have to use your common sense to know Can I afford an extra $400, $500, $600? Am I willing to put in whatever time it is to get that extra $600 along with your household expenses? One of the things I did too, I paid my credit cards off. One of my cars paid off. I didn't have that situation going into my first lease. My first lease, I had my Mercedes was breaking down. I didn't know it. The transmission was going out. So I got it painted and all this stuff. And then the next thing I know, it went in reverse. But it was paid for. Then I had a Traverse I was paying a lot of money for a month. And I was like, God. And then my mortgage was expensive. Then I got into this thing, and that's what I'm writing my book about. And I'm going to talk about that on my next podcast. I got into that position, and it was like, oh my God, the quiet storm hit. So I was downsizing. I had to end up getting rid of the Mercedes because it wasn't going to, I went to two different places and they said, get rid of it. You don't sink any more money into it, because I was just paying like $3,000, like big repair bills, and it wouldn't go forward. Then one day it stopped going, it started going forward and wouldn't go backwards. With the Traverse, I was paying so much for it, I said, let me get rid of it. So I downsized a lot, and I also made the mistake of expanding too rapidly with another office space. Once I won that contract from Harris County, I just assumed that was going to be money coming from the award. I was going to be doing some work. That did not happen. So I took on, when my office space was $400-something, it jumped to $800-something. That was not wisdom. That was not wisdom. So now I'm not looking to do anything other than this one space. I don't care how big I get, that one space. I don't care if I get 20 contracts, one space. That's what I'm going to, I know now, don't expand too quickly. Don't jump out and think, oh, I got that money coming. No, don't do that. So I hope this has helped you guys. Helped you realize that, hey, it is a blessing. I'm so excited to have the address now that I can now do the things I need to do with my DWI program. People don't realize I spent 2 weeks out of my life going down to Austin on my sister's couch with my son keeping my kids so I could get to be the administrator over my DWI and alcohol program, and then to do the teaching. I had to be trained for that. I'm not letting that money and that time go because I don't have a space. I had to do something about that. Also, the time and the energy, and I'm Dr. Pope. If I'm talking to you about how to do business and giving you tips, how can I tell you about something that I'm not doing myself? I was scared to death the night before I went out to look at the office space with my realtor. I sat there and I laid there and I thought about the rent. I thought about, am I going to do a year commitment, 3 years, or five? I thought about what it was going to require me to do with my family. How would I manage this? And then I realized something. God is the one who gives me wisdom. He gives me clear directions. I'm the same Dr. Pope that makes money in the house and be the same one making money over in that office space. I'm not the same woman I was 2 years ago in business. I now know some things that I didn't know when I started out. I didn't know my target audience. I didn't know who my customer was. I didn't know what I was going to offer. I now have a very clear picture of what services I offer. I know which one of my services pay me the most money. I know I have to aggressively market outside of Facebook and the other little social media platforms. I have a better plan now. and I'm ready and I'm more confident than ever. And I know I have to do whatever it takes to make sure I have the money for the rent for that space, my other car note, and my apartment note. And I'm soon working on getting a house. So soon that hopefully will be another home. So I am very well aware of my responsibilities. And that makes me more focused. And it makes me say to others, if you know you're ready for your space, don't let anybody talk you out of it because of COVID. Two of my sister and my son, they have not supported the idea of me getting the office. My son, now he's coming around. But I said to myself, and I'm going to say it to you, my sister, I love her dearly, but she has never owned the office space. I love my son. He need a place to stay. Okay, he over here laying with me. So I'm like, come on, laying that. Let me correct that. He's here staying with me, and so I want him to see how this is done. He said he wants to own a business, so he's watching me. He's watching my failures and my successes, and so I realize you don't listen to people. And I said this on one of my other shows. Don't listen to people who ain't doing what you're doing. That's their fear. That's not your fear. My fear came the night before I got ready to go and look at this office because I knew what I was getting ready to get into. But once I walked inside the office building, I knew my space. I thought about it very carefully. I knew I had a plan to pay for it. And then I said, okay. And I signed my lease. I'm excited. I'm there for 3 years. I want stability. And my children said, Mom, we're going back to the office. And I said, yes. And I'm so proud that my children understand that, yes, Mom works at home. She has a home office. Now she's back out with her office. And I want them to see me grow as a businesswoman. I want them to see my faith expand. I want them to know I don't just talk about this on a podcast. I live this in real life. I'm walking out my faith. I'm trusting God. Oceans has been the song that I'm telling you, by Hillsong, that I still play and get tears because I know when you go out in the ocean and waves hit, because waves hit, they'll knock you down. I've had some knockdowns, and I've gotten up with the help of God. And I'm steady walking, and I'm still trusting him. And I hope that, you know, my show helps you. That woman, that man who's listening, and you're saying, man, I really want me a place. I don't know what I need to do. Start with, I have my vision board. I look at it every day. Start writing your vision down. Start looking at who your customers are. Looking at your demographics. Really study that. And that's what I do as a coach. I'm here to help you. If you're trying to start your business or making these kind of decisions, you just need somebody to help you walk through the process. That's what I do as a coach, as a business coach. So I forgot to ask, if you want to support these shows, please be a sponsor. Make donations. I have a Cash App, Dr. Sheila Pope. If you need me as a coach, my number, 832-340-5521. Or you can email me at drpope88@outlook.com. You can email me. Okay? So that way we can talk and help, see if I can help you walk through your process. Because it's really your journey. This is something I realized. I love my family, but this journey is my journey. It's my purpose. It's what God has called me to do. Everybody else in my life, they're supporters. They play a role, but they're not, it's God and I on this thing. And so that's so, so important for you to realize. It is God and you on this journey to securing a new office space. Standalone in a retail office space, or you know, you building up something from the ground up. I didn't have the credit or faith for that. But I'm hoping after 3 years, I'll have my revenue up to where it's stable and I'm generating enough money where I can get a bigger build out for the school, or I can go and find a building that's already been built and I can take that on. But that gives me 3 years to build, to get consistent revenue. I've made money, but I haven't made the goals, financial goals that I want to reach in my business yet. This is on my fourth year, so I'm not knocking what I've made. I'm saying it's going to take a lot more before I'm there. And I'm okay with that. And you need to be okay. If you're still at home, there's no shame in being in a home-based business. None. Zero. But if it's in your spirit and it's steady there and you're like, God, I keep hearing it. I keep feeling it. I need to move out. Then that's why you're listening to this show. So you can hear someone else, Conversations with Dr. Pope, tell you, hey, I've been there and you can make a move, but let's do the work before you jump out. Let's look at everything. Let's think about it. Let's walk this through mentally, on paper, see if everything adds up, if you're financially in a place where you can make that move, and then going forward. Contacting your realtor. Finding your location. And then making the commitment. 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. And then knowing that if anybody else wants to come in and be a partner or help you with the business or pay rent and they need a space, that you can think about all that. I don't like to share certain things, and I realize that's one. I've never had a roommate, and I don't think I'm going to share my office space unless I get married. When I get married and my husband comes in, and he said, baby, I'm in here to, you know, help you do something. You know, while we wait on you, then that's fine. But I want you guys to think about everything I said today and then go for it. I'm so grateful for God for this opportunity to get back out there and to move forward strategically, with a plan and a purpose. All right. Well, thank y'all for joining me today with Conversations with Dr. Pope. Good afternoon. This is Dr. Sheila Pope, and thanks for joining me for my syndicated show, Conversations with Dr. Pope. Be sure to tune in Monday through Sunday from 2 to 3:20 on the DFW Den Gospel Radio Station. Let's talk. Conversation with Dr. Pope is produced and hosted and written by Dr. Sheila Pope.